Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I need you, Lord. touch on me. I need you touch me now. Holy Spirit, fall fresh on me. I need you touch me now.
Yeah. cloud by day, fire by night. You gave us your name to be our guide. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. You're in the inhale, Yahweh. You're in the exhale, Yahweh. Hey, you're in the inhale, Yahweh. You're in the exhale, Yahweh. Every time we breathe, we say your name. Every time we breathe, we mention your name. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Let everything that has breath say the name of the Lord. Let everything that breathes say the name of the Lord. Yahweh, you are. Yahweh, you are. Yahweh, 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 Yahweh. So we lift you high. Perfect, tried and pure. You are healer, you are the cure. Redeemer of the lost and cold. You're the sovereign Lord of all. You're creator of earth and stone. You're the maker of flesh and bone. You're Jehovah, all-powerful. Your freedom worth fighting for. Come what may, you're worthy of glory. Come what may, you're worthy of praise. All we are is glory's reflection. We'll bless your name. We'll bless your name. We'll bless your name. We'll bless your name. And your kindness unmatchable. There's grace for guilt. There's grace for all. You are light for the path unknown. And Lord, without you, where will we go? You're the way. Hey, our open door. Woo! To hear heaven. Defender.
Oh, how I worship you.
Oh, how I worship you.
You are my Lord.
I came to worship.
I came to sing your praise.
Hallelujah.
Lord, for Second verse, ruler of the nation.
Come, let your kingdom come. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory to the King of Kings. Glory to the Lord of Lords. Glory to the Alpha and Omega. We bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Buraboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We welcome each and every one of you this day in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we thank you and we bless you. Hallelujah. We glorify your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that you woke us up this morning. Thank you, Lord, that you always, always, even right now, and even in the future, you keep watch over us. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow, you are the same. Hallelujah. And for that, Lord, we say thank you. If it had not been you who are on our side, where would we be? Hallelujah. So we come to give you thanks, praise your name, to worship you in the beauty of your holiness, to adore you, to hallelujah, to praise you, to magnify you, to bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Every day, every minute, every hour, every second, we say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Holy Spirit, we acknowledge your presence in our midst. We love you, Holy Spirit. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, we adore you, Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah, we thank you, Holy Ghost. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We praise you. Hallelujah, Rama Sunday. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Spirit of the living God. We adore you, we worship you. Fall afresh on us. Fall afresh on us, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Holy Spirit, move in our lives. Move in our midst. Holy Spirit, move in the lives of our children and grandchildren. Move in the lives of our spouses. Holy Spirit, move in our lives. Move in our ministry. Move in our marriages. Move in our homes. Move, Holy Spirit, in our hearts. Holy Spirit, we surrender everything we are to you. We surrender our lives to you. Have your way. We thank you, Spirit of the living God. Continue to lead us and guide us into all truth. Continue to teach us. Holy Spirit, we are totally dependent on you. You are our life, our lifeline. And so we thank you, Holy Spirit. We bless you. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning. And Lord, we ask for mercy. Your mercy is on you every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us, O God, of things that we have done that do not bring glory and honor to your name, O God. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned and fallen short of your glory. And we ask for mercy. Your mercy is on you every morning. Rain down your mercy upon us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, have mercy, have mercy. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. O Father God, and teach us to forgive others as you have forgiven us. Teach us to be merciful to others as you have been and always merciful to us. Teach us, Lord, how to walk in your holiness, your righteousness. Teach us how to walk in your truth. We surrender to you in the name of Jesus. Father God, we release the blood of Jesus in the airways, the cyberspace, the networks. We soak our spirit, soul, and body in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. Oh, Father God, we soak this service in the blood of Jesus. We soak, oh, Father God, our spirit, our souls, and body. We soak ourselves in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, oh God. The blood of Jesus. Oh, Father, every cell in our bodies, in the blood of Jesus. Every tissue, every organ, every system in our bodies, in the blood of Jesus. We soak our homes in the blood of Jesus. Everything that concerns our lives, in the blood of Jesus. Our spouses, our children, grandchildren, all those that are connected to us, in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel, O God. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the redeeming blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood that gives us strength from day to day. The blood will never, never lose its power. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. Thank you for the blood. Soak our atmosphere in the blood of Jesus. Father God, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. We put the armor on our children, grandchildren, spouses, on everyone under the sound of my voice. The helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, O God. O Father, we ask you to send your holy angels to assist us, to minister to us as we pray, O God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let your holy angels guide us and protect us, minister to us, O God. In the name of Jesus, do your biddings in our lives. Father, we pray for a fresh infilling of the Holy Spirit this morning, O God. A fresh infilling of your Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, a fresh infilling of your Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you for divine acceleration, divine promotion, divine elevation. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for your grace is sufficient, O God, in the name of Jesus, as we walk and depend on you, O God, in the name of Jesus. You are all-powerful. You are omniscient, all-knowing, O God. Oh, your omnipresence, you are always present with us. We acknowledge you, Lord. We bless you. And we praise your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father God. Father God, as I pray, oh God, I pray, Lord, that thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let your glory fall in this room, in this place, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, your abiding presence. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Jesus. We praise your name, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we adore you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Welcome again in the name of Jesus. We thank God for each and every one of you joining us this morning. Hallelujah. This morning, hallelujah, we've got the Holy Spirit is leading us in this direction, and it prompted my spirit this morning as I went through my archives, and I went through it, and it brought a memory to me as I went through my archives of biblical notes and different things, and the Lord showed me this, and I just want to share it. I probably have shared it before a couple of years ago, but I just want to reshare what the Spirit of the Lord impressed upon my heart as I look through my archives this morning in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, I surrender to you. And I thank you, Holy Ghost, for what you're about to do this morning in our midst. In the name of Jesus, let thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done in us. Let your word go forth as a two-edged sword in the name of Jesus. Let your word encourage. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Exhort in the name of Jesus, oh God. Chastise in the name of Jesus, oh God. Inspire in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, as your word come forth this morning, we surrender. We thank you for the word. We thank you for the manifestation, the activation, and the manifestation of your word. In Jesus' name, we pray, amen. The Lord brought in when I look at my archive, I saw three words. The promise, the prophecy, the promise, the prophecy. The prophecy, the promise. Hallelujah. 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 The prophecy. The process. Hallelujah. And the promise. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. So the Lord took me and I began to look through my notes. And I'm going to look at Romans 8:28 that says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and to them who are called according to his promise. Who are what? Called. I want you to pay attention to this scripture. In fact, as a matter of fact, what I'm going to do, hallelujah, thank you, Holy Spirit, I'm going to go a little, we're going to go up a little more so we can kind of get a better understanding of what the Spirit of the Lord is speaking to us this morning in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And it goes like this. We'll do from hallelujah. Let's go to 27. And he that searches the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the sins according to the will of God. Hallelujah. And this is, we're talking about the Holy Spirit, and I'm reading Romans 8:27. In fact, Romans 8 is excellent. It's an excellent, excellent. In fact, every word of the Bible is excellent. But if you want to have a greater understanding, please start from 1. But this morning, due to time, I will start from 27. And he, and the Holy Spirit, I will put he, the Holy Spirit, searches the hearts. Know of what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the sins according to the will of God. Hallelujah. And we know, then it came and said, and we know that all things work together for good. All things, not some things. All things. things. When you walk in the will of God, when you walk in the purpose of God, when you walk in the promise of God, when you walk in the prophecy of God, when you walk in the process, all things work together for good to them that love God. To them that love God. Hallelujah. To them that love God. Because we say this scripture flippantly. But how many people are willing to go through the process to get to the prophecy? How many are to get to the promise? How many are willing? Because when you love God, when you love God, you trust God. Hallelujah. You depend on God. You are not dependent on you. You are dependent on Him. Hallelujah. And that's why sometimes things happen in our lives. You can't go left or right. You got to go to God. Hallelujah. In it, that you love Him. When you love Him, you want to do what is right in His sight. Then in the Bible says, for good to them that love God and to them. To them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. Called according to His purpose. So what am I saying to you this morning? Hallelujah. It reminds me about Joseph. Hallelujah. In the Bible. Joseph in the Bible. The Bible says in Genesis 37. We meet Joseph. So Genesis 37, let me read, and I'll just bear with me. Jacob lived in a land where his father had stayed, the land of Canaan. This is the account of Jacob's family line. Joseph, a young man of 17, was tending the flocks with his brothers, the sons of Bilhah and the sons of Zilpah, his father's wives. And he brought their father a bad report about them. Now Israel loved Joseph more than any of his other sons because he had been born to him in his old age and he had made an ornate robe for him. When his brothers saw that the father loved him more than any of them, they hated him and could not speak a kind word to him. Joseph had a dream, and when he told it to his brothers, they hated him all the more. He said to them, listen to this dream. We are binding sheaves of grain out in the field, when suddenly my sheaf rose and stood upright while your sheaves gathered around mine and bowed down to it. His brother said to him, do you intend to reign over us? Will you actually rule over us? And they hated him all the more because of his dream and what he had said. Then he had another dream and told it to his brothers. Listen, he said, I had another dream. And this time the sun and the moon and the 11 stars were bowed down to me. When he told his father as well as his brothers, his father rebuked him and said, what is this dream you had? Will your mother and I and your brothers actually come and bow down to the ground before you? His brothers were jealous, but his father kept the matter in mind. Hallelujah. So as we go through this story, when you have the time, I want you, and I'm just going to do a little summary because we don't have that time to go through the whole story. But when Joseph had this dream, it was a promise that the Lord was giving to him. It was a prophetic promise. It came through a dream. Hallelujah. He probably did not have the understanding, but many times we have dreams, prophetic dreams. You do have prophetic dreams, and one day we'll teach a prophetic dream. We all have prophetic dreams. Sometimes in your lives, you might not have understood those prophetic dreams. Sometimes you have them when you're very young. Hallelujah. And even as a child or a teenager, but you do not have an understanding, but it stays in your mind. It stays in your thoughts, your prophetic dreams. Hallelujah. Because there's something, your prophetic dreams are different than any other dream you can find. Yet the other dream, but the prophetic dreams impress upon your mind. It stays in your mind. Hallelujah, the prophetic, because I don't care how old you are, that prophetic dream. dream is always in your mind, in your thoughts. Every now and then it comes back, and you sometimes those prophetic dreams, at least for me, you remember the details of it. Even if you had that dream when you were 5 or 6 years old, it doesn't leave you. Hallelujah. You might not have an understanding. Hallelujah. I want you to just think back about some of the prophetic dreams that you may have had in the name of Jesus. And some of the prophetic dreams that you may have had might not have been fulfilled right now, hallelujah, because the prophetic dreams come from the Father, come from the mind of the Father. And he impresses it in your spirit, hallelujah. When you are a year set on an assignment, you have an assignment to complete, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And that is that scroll that is right within you when you're born, hallelujah, to fulfill. And so God will give you, some people say, I don't know my purpose, why I'm born. You, everybody have a purpose. We're born with a purpose. We have a destiny. The reason sometimes God will piece things together, hallelujah. But when your mind is stayed on him, and when you're determined to go his way and do what he asks, when you're determined to fall in love with him, hallelujah, and let him guide you and lead you, hallelujah, the plans begin to unfold. Joseph had a prophetic dream, a prophetic dream that comes from the Father himself, hallelujah, amen, so that he can fulfill his divine purpose and destiny. But we know that all things work together for good, hallelujah, Romans 8:8. So when we look at the story of Joseph, hallelujah, the Bible tells us in Genesis 37, and I don't have time, but Joseph was the most loved son of his father. His father loved him. And I want you to know that Joseph, for those who are a biblical scholar, he's a typology of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Joseph is a typology of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. If you open your mind and begin to let the Holy Spirit move as I release this word, the Holy Spirit will give you an understanding of what I'm saying to you this morning in the name of Jesus. Joseph was most loved son of his father. Even his father made him a robe of many colors. Even when he reported the dreams to his brothers and his father, the brothers got very jealous of him. And as the story goes, that one day Joseph's father sent him to carry stuff to his brothers when they were in the field. And what they did, they plotted against Joseph. Hallelujah. And in the end, they put him in a pit, and I think Judah took him out, and then he was sold. Hallelujah. Read Genesis 37. He was sold into slavery. Hallelujah. By the caravan of Ishmaelites who took him to Egypt and sold him to Potiphar, the captain of Pharaoh's guard. In Egypt, the Lord's presence will Joseph enable him to find favor with Potiphar and the keeper of the prison. Hallelujah. All things work together for good for those that love the Lord, that are, hallelujah, and are called according to his purpose. Hallelujah. The prophetic dream now is being fulfilled. When there's a prophetic dream, hallelujah, hallelujah, and God, he said, oh, God said, I will get this, I will do this, but there's a process. When you have a prophetic dream and you begin to walk into your into a prophetic word, you've got to go through the process. Hallelujah. Joseph will not just have the dream and the next day his brothers and be bowing down, because the story of your life got to be unraveled. Hallelujah. For that unraveling, you have to go through the process. The prophet said, will not just come to pass. You're going through the process. Many times prophetic words are not fulfilled because we do not want to go through the process. We run away from the process. We run away from the process. Hallelujah. And I don't blame you from running away from the presence. Nobody want to go through pain and hurt and different things, but we got to go through the presence. Remember the Bible, he says in Psalm 23, he said, I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I will what? Fear no evil, for thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Hallelujah. God is right there with you in that process. He's thinking because the prophetic word must come to pass. God watches over his word to see that his word is fulfilled. And as he watches over the word in your life, he's watching over you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God watches over the word that he has spoken in your life. He's not going to leave you in that. And he will. He will not. He will not. He will not leave you. Hallelujah. He will not forsake you. He will be with you. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, so Joseph went through what? The process, hallelujah. And I want you, some of you, to write this down, Jeremiah 1. Jeremiah 1 first, let me read this to you, verse 12. Then said the Lord unto me, thou hast said, well, I will hasten my word to perform it. God watches over his word, that word in your life, that word, that seed that is being, hallelujah, growing, that word, he will not leave you. Do not be afraid of the process. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I remember years ago I had a dream and I spoke to a prophet concerning the dream many, many years ago before I became a minister. And the prophet said, I said, I don't want to go through what he's telling me I'm going to go through. And I remember he saying, my dear, you have to go through I can pray for grace, but the Lord says you have to go through the process. I hated that word. I hated it for me to go through the process. I said, is there anything else that can be done? He said, no, the Lord says you have to go through the process. You have to go. And I saw the process in my dream, the prophetic process. Ooh, it was terrible. And he said, just let's pray for grace. Yeah, and I went through that process. It was, but there's something about God's grace. You don't even feel like it's like immunity as you go through the process. It's not difficult because he's right there with you. So God was always there with Joseph. Hallelujah. Even when Potiphar's wife lied on Joseph. God was there. God was there with him. Hallelujah. In Egypt, the Lord's presence was there with Joseph, and Joseph had that favor with Potiphar, the keeper of the prison. Hallelujah. Even after that, hallelujah, Joseph interpreted the dream of two of the prisoners in prison. Hallelujah. And then the dream that the prisoners had told Joseph and he interpreted did come to pass. Hallelujah. And now God now released a dream to Pharaoh what is about to happen, and nobody can interpret that dream. Hallelujah. Nobody. Joseph had been in the pit, in the prison. This has been so many years. And now, to remember the hallelujah, nobody could put that dream, could interpret that dream, hallelujah, because one of the prisoners remembered that Joseph interpreted dream, and he told Pharaoh about Joseph. Joseph come in and interpret the dreams. And now, at the end of it all, Joseph is put over Egypt. He is the man in charge There's no one above him except Pharaoh himself. He is blessed. Now his prophetic word is being fulfilled. There's famine in the land, and of course Joseph's brothers come, and it's just like the Joseph dream. They had to bow down to Joseph. They had to come under Joseph. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Have them read it. That's the favor of God. Hallelujah. What am I saying to you? I just did some summary this morning instead of going into deep details, but read it. Read the story of Joseph. It's a very great story. Hallelujah. That prophetic dream, that prophecy goes through a process. Do you see how many years of that process? If you read the story, Joseph went through a lot at the age of 17 to be taken from his family, from his father, because his brothers, and to see that his brothers, you know, it hurts to see that the people you love the most are the ones that will betray you and hurt you and destroy you. And then they do those things that you can't really do nothing about it. Hallelujah. You can't do nothing. You're going through that process. When you go through the process, you will go through betrayal from family, from friends. Some of you are going through betrayal right now. Some of us right now, even as I'm speaking, betrayal will happen. Distrust will happen. People will say all kinds of manner, evil against you. Hallelujah. Jealousy, envy, all those things will happen. Rejection, all those things are part of the process. Process. Ooh, I don't even want to hear that word. Process, that process. You know, we all, those of us who love to cook, they have the food processor. And when you take the food processor, you got to put the food in that food processor. And in that food processor, there's a blade, hallelujah, to cut the food and process the food. And this is how sometimes God will, there's some cutting of our flesh, that we go through, and that food processor is on, and you're going through, but the Lord is right there with you, hallelujah. Yes, there's some painful things we go through. The process. You cannot just jump from the prophecy to the promise. No, you cannot. And if you think you can do it as a shortcut, you will not make it. Have to go through the process. And to go through the process, you need the Holy Spirit. You need the grace of God to go through it. Because as you go through the process, his favor shields you in the pit, in the prison, wherever you are. You have the favor of God. Amen. In the name of Jesus. But you must not let go. Let go. Let go. Hold on to his unchanging ears. Hallelujah. All things work together. Yes, the Lord said that your family will betray you. Your brothers will betray you. Your sister will betray you. Your mother will betray you. Your best friend will betray you. That's part of the process. And sometimes we think it's the devil. It is not the devil. It's part of the process. God is refining us. We got to go through the fire. He is refining us to use us for his glory. Hallelujah. To use us for his glory. He cannot use us in our rough state. Hallelujah, we got to go through that refining fire. We got to go through that food process, and we got to go through the process. But his favor is a shield. It shields us. Who am I speaking to this morning? Trust the process. That process, hallelujah, is from the Father. Oh, hallelujah. Even when I think about the process, but you will fulfill your purpose. You will fulfill your destiny. That prophetic dream will surely, surely come to pass because it's a part of God's kingdom plan. And you play a vital role in that kingdom, God's kingdom plan, for his kingdom to come on earth as it is in heaven. What am I saying to you? Do not run from the process. And sometimes we even want to shield our children from the process. I've done it. And they have to go through that process. We want to shield them. We want to protect them. Yes, we mothers and fathers. Yeah. One time my son told me, why are you trying, you trying to shield me from the process? He said it in a different way because he didn't even know what he was. I don't believe he knew what he was saying, but I think I know now. Amen. See, because the prophetic words come out, but there's a process with the prophetic word. Many times we give up before it surely comes to pass. What I'm saying to you, my sisters and brothers, don't give up. Don't give up. The devil will come to you right before that time. He comes to you to destroy, to make you discouraged, to leave you, to forsake. He said, oh, I can't believe all this is happening to me. I'm saying to you, do not give up. Hallelujah. Do not give up on God. You're going through the process. Those words that he spoke over your life when you were in your mother's womb and you were grown up and he spoke those words. He watches over his word. Don't perform it. His word will not return void. The word spoken over your life will not return void. It will fulfill the purpose for which it was sent. But apostle, if you forsake the process and what you think and you pass away, somebody in the family will take that process and carry it. You don't want to do that. You want to fulfill your divine purpose and your destiny. Amen. In the name of Jesus, God watches over his word. Hallelujah. Weeping may endure in the night, but joy comes in the morning. Amen. In the name of Jesus, he watches over his word to perform it. Jeremiah 1:12. Romans 8:38. And we know that all things. Look what Joseph went through. Look at the time. But look at the end. A purpose. Not for himself, but for the glory of God. Do you know, I preached a sermon about Jacob once. Can you imagine Jacob, how he fell when they brought his sons, the coat that he made for his son with the coat of many colors and the blood all over it? He was a sad man. Rachel, who he loved, and Joseph's mother had passed away. Do you know how he felt that he had? Now, he never thought he would see his son again. All he believed that his son was dead, not knowing there is a process, but the word surely came to pass. And Jacob saw his son Joseph again and was able to bless him and his two sons. You see, Joseph with so much forgiveness, grace, and mercy, he forgave his brothers. He didn't hate them. He still was kind and loving. Because that was God ordained those things to happen. And Joseph had an understanding. Do you have an understanding? Do I have an understanding? Sometimes it's hard. I want to say to you this morning, don't give up. trust the process. God's grace through the process to your promise. Father, we bless you this morning. We thank you, Jesus, this morning. We praise you. We worship you and we glorify your name. We magnify you, Jesus, and we bless your name. We praise you. Lord, I thank you that we go through the process. I thank you for the grace, your grace us to the process. I thank you, Lord, that you watching over your word in my life, hallelujah, to perform it. I thank you, Jesus. We bless your name. I pray, Lord, that your children have heard this word. Father God, that you release more grace. Let embrace them more in your love and let them know that you're right there with them. In the name of Jesus. And so, Lord, I thank you. This is not about our personal objective. This is about your will, your kingdom purpose. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for the prophecy. Thank you for the process. Thank you for the promise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Release a special blessing, a blessing of God upon each and every one of you. Whatever you're going through, he's right there with you. And I prayed this morning for Mariama's son and his wife celebrating their first anniversary. We pray that the husband will love his wife as Christ. Hallelujah, according to Ephesians 5. And that the wife will be submissive to the husband. We pray for the union, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that it will understand what it means to be in a covenant relationship of marriage like Christ and the church. Father God, continue to bless that union. Continue, oh God, to groom them. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. God bless the work of their hands. Pray for fruitfulness in their marriage in the name of Jesus. I pray that you, Christ, for the marriage to always be on top, that you be the center of the marriage, that they pray together and pray together and understand the true meaning of marriage. Hallelujah. Pray so that a marriage will prosper, that it will move in the things that God has planned for their lives, oh God. Shield them with your favor. Give them understanding and revelation and the right pastors that can help them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to stop right here this morning. I pray that each and every one of you under the sound of my voice have a wonderful and a blessed week. Let the presence of the Lord remain with you. Remember, hallelujah, prophecy, process, and promise. God bless you.
Ooh.
everyone singing your prayer now. Captivate my heart. Great choir now.